If you're not, if this message is messing with you, you had a right. That's why Pastor John preaches it. I'm trying to get you to answer the call of the Spirit in your life. And when you answer the call of the Spirit, he asks you to be obligated. By being called by this name, God challenges us to be responsible as he challenged the church at Antioch to be responsible. Now, it's my premise that many in the church are living irresponsible lives today. Now, we live irresponsible lives for one of two reasons. Either we don't know, or we do know and we don't care. Let me share something with you about life. Life is like this. If you're not feeling any pain right now, you can get away with anything you want. And young people, let me share something with you. I once was a young man, and it feels wonderful. I mean, I didn't have my first headache till I was 26 years young. Seriously, I didn't know what a headache was until I'd been involved in, you know, life. And I won't say marriage, because my wife never gave me a headache, ever. She never did. I got headaches from my children because I didn't know how to raise them. And that's what gave me the headache, and learning how to be an adult and a parent. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're young, you don't have headaches. You don't have problems. You just do things impetuously from one moment to the next. But don't forget this, young person. You're still a Christian. Just as responsible as Pastor John is, you're obligated to live out what he calls you to be. Being called by this name challenges others to look for qualities and characteristics which speak of the life of Jesus Christ. In other words, since you're a Christian, people are going to be looking at you with the telescope, with the magnifying glass. They're going to look for dirt in your lives. Now, here's the situation. Listen good. If they look for dirt, yes, they're going to find some. I haven't met a Christian yet, including myself, that lives holy every moment of his life. A lady called me on the radio the other night. Are you saying that we can live holy? Yes, we can live holy lives. It says, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why do you fulfill the lust of the flesh? Because you want to, and you refuse to walk in the Spirit. That's a choice. God is not going to come in your life and make you do anything. See, some of these churches teach you, honey, you got to pray and the Holy Ghost is going to fall on you and make... No, he isn't going to make you do anything. If something falls on you, you better shake it off. Shake it off of you. I showed the men a beautiful film, and you women, when I show it to you, it's going to be a beautiful film. These men saw last Thursday night when the so-called Holy Ghost fell on somebody, and it fell on a preacher. And the preacher was handling a rattlesnake, boasting, running around here. And after he got through boasting, the rattlesnake bit him. And his arms swell up twice as big. And everybody in the church freaked out. You better watch who you following. You better understand scripture. See, into all this Holy Ghost fell on me stuff, you better find out what that was that fell on you. If you're obligated to be a Christian, as I said last week, God never put a premium on ignorance. Study to show yourself approved to God. A workman that does not have to be ashamed, rightly dividing or cutting straight the word of God. There's not enough of that in our churches. You know what you've done? You know what we've done as a Christian church today? We've lifted up the preacher, made him Jesus. Whatever he says, we depend upon him. And when he falls, we fall in. You need to be like me. I don't need no preacher to get me to heaven. I need Jesus to get me to heaven. It's obligations. Being called by this name communicates that we are not to follow afar off. Rather, we are to follow him closer than anything and anyone in life. Now, you answer yourselves this question like I must answer. Who am I really following this morning? Who are you really following? Many of us see church as a good luck charm. If I come to church, my luck will change. Well, I'm going to tell you, I see a lot of empty pews here, and we have a lot of members of this church. Do you know why they're not in church? They are not in church this morning because they figure that God is not good luck to them anymore. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When God ceases to become good luck to you, you're going to try the world and everything else. I share with these young couples in this church, and I'm going to share with the entire body this morning. When I was a Christian, I was in this church, except for the Sundays that I was too sick to get out of bed here every Sunday morning for Sunday school and church and Sunday night. Every Bible study, every teacher's meeting, for all of my Christian experience, and I've been a Christian for well over 25 years, never missed a month of Sundays coming to church, ever. And I've never had a need of anything. Now, those of you that are wrestling in this Christian life, look at what you're wrestling with and toiling with, and then ask yourself this question. How often do you give God time? Then after you answer that question and says, well, my luck, no, your luck's not going to change. You're not an absolute believer. You see Jesus as a good luck charm. Let me tell you something. He will drop you quick. And I love it when the Lord drops his children. Oh, he thinks that they can come here and give a lesson once a month and think I'm going to bless them. You come back next month and you won't have anything in your head. Anything. You know, we have some good teachers in this church. You let these teachers stop coming to these meetings, stop praying and everything. They will get up in front of you one day and go, where's it at? Got the notes right in front of them. Where is it? The Holy Spirit can't use you. You deaf. Come out to church. I had my deacon call and says, call these people and tell them to come out to Bible study. Come on out to leadership class. Those of you should have seen that film. You would have had no more questions in your mind about so-called gifts of the Spirit waddling and falling out on the floor. You would never have had a question, brothers, in your mind about what church is practicing true Christianity after you've seen that film. You would have said, man, I just sat in the back of the room and just laughed. I was sitting back there with one of my teachers. I said, look at this. I says, can you believe this? And then the preacher got up at the end of the movie and hit up the poor folk for an offering that didn't have any money. I think that's why the snake bit him, because the preacher was a crook too. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it took place inside of a church. We're obliged, people, to do something. Being called by a Christian, you can go and pick up a rattlesnake and not get bit. And I'm going to tell you, it really tickles some of us brothers. Cliff, we saw him throwing that snake from one person to the next. I said, yeah, I can see this brother throwing the rattlesnake at me. Catch it. I said, yeah, this man's trying to get me killed. It shows no faith or lack of faith whether you can deal with a rattlesnake. And if you want to drink poison, stay out of my presence, because I'm going to call 911 after you drop dead, and I'm not going to jail for you. In conclusion, since we want to be that absolute Christian, therefore, all of us in this room should be able to answer the question. The first one is it possible for me to live an absolute Christian life? Now, you got to answer that for yourself. If you say no, you're not willing. You're not willing. No, you're going to keep on playing up to the world. And you know what? Oh, you're saved. But your spiritual maturity level has capped. You're not growing anymore. All you're going to know is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you know anything else? Nope. Why? Haven't been to church but on Sunday. And Pastor John haven't preached from that in 4 years. Right. I've taken you beyond it. That's all most of them know in church. John 3:16. God is love. Where's that found? Don't know. Heard somebody say it. No wonder. See, and the world is looking and says, you want me to become a Christian? I said, they're the most ignorant group of individuals that ever walked the planet. And then what we try to do is claim Jesus. Oh, he's my Lord. He's my... Stop it. Stop it. Another question. If it is possible, and I believe that it is possible to live an absolute Christian life, why at times do I deny him? Now, I'm sure that these folk in Antioch had to ask that question. Is the implication, Barnabas and Paul, that we are... They said, you got to follow him every day of your life, but they're going to take our property. Follow him, but we're going to be like... Follow him, but my mom's going to kick me. Follow him. I may not get the promotion. Follow him. They're not going to elect me as a student body president. Follow him. But I mean, man, I got a low self-esteem, and when they laugh at me, you follow him. See, that's what absolute Christianity, I don't care what the excuses are. I was coming back after I dropped off a sister from a wonderful play that I saw last night. And I was thinking about my personal life. The only thing that came into my mind is follow him. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will follow you.